Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 80. Luke chapter 1 verse 80. Matthew, Mark, Luke 1:80. Right, the Bible states in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 80, it says, so the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. It says, so the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. Luke chapter 2 verse 40, similar scripture, but now talking about Jesus, he says, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. It says, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And we'll be reading another verse from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and just verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11. The Bible says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. This morning, I just want to speak to you about something I've titled, Are You Growing? Help me ask your neighbor, are you growing? Or if you want to put it another way, you can say, will you please grow up? Amen. Will you please grow up? And you can see that I said it politely. You know, it's interesting. One of the things I shouldn't jizz because I don't have time. But let me say this. When I first came to this country, one of the things I found strange about the British is that they will be insulting you and they'll still be polite about it. Or don't be silly. Please don't be silly. Or when they say, can you please do something? And you are thinking they're asking you, but they're actually telling you. I remember when, because we don't have time. But this morning, I just want to talk about something that is close to my heart, something that gives me a lot of concern as a pastor, something that bothers me a lot concerning Christians, and even concerning my life. At times when I feel that I'm not growing as I ought to. And this month, as we begin the month of September, I've titled it the month of growth. Amen? And basically, we'll be teaching and talking about growth, growing in the world, growing spiritually, growing in the things of God. And what you find is that usually about this time of the year, children go back to school, they move to a new class. Some of them are just starting school for the first time, while others move to a new school. And what all that is it's an indication or an acknowledgement of the growth and development of a child. When a child is moved to the next class, usually it's an indication that the child is growing. And this morning or this month, we want to remind ourselves as adults that we ought to be growing spiritually as well. Amen? Growth is an indication of life. It's an indication of new horizons. It can be seen as a progression from one stage to the other. And what you find is that physically, when growth occurs, it's meant to occur as a natural natural occurrence when you are healthy. So when a person is healthy, usually they grow physically. When a tree is healthy, they grow. Amen? So for example, a healthy child, you'll find that a child that is healthy ought to be growing naturally. The food and the diet they eat that is given to the child should make them grow according to certain predetermined targets. So I remember years ago when we had my daughter, and you know, at certain stages, the midwife would come to our house, would weigh the child, weigh her, my daughter, would measure her, and look at a certain child and say, oh, she's growing according to the chart. So she's growing based on 3 months. This is how much growth. This is the weight we would expect. This is how the kind of food she should be eating. Is that right? And so there's a natural occurrence when a child is healthy physically. And what you find is in the spiritual as well, we ought to be growing naturally if we are healthy spiritually. Are you getting me? So a healthy spiritual diet should cause us to be growing spiritually. But what you find is that a lot of Christians are 13-year-old spiritually, 5 years spiritually, but they are like a one-month-old baby in terms of their growth level. Are you getting me? So you find that a lot of Christians have been Christians, a lot of people have been Christians for so many years, but their growth is not commensurate to the number of years they have been a Christian. And like I said, it's something that bothers me a lot. You know, a couple of times I've sat down and thought that, is it that we don't teach a balanced diet in this church? At times, you know, I've thought that, is it that we have not taught certain things that we ought to have taught? But when I look back at some of the things we have taught, I realize that that's not the case. And it then came, I came to an understanding that in order to grow, we need to be intentional about the spiritual diet that we eat. Are you getting me? So in reality, the spiritual diet that we feed ourselves on, we need to be intentional. Just like when you feed your child, you are intentional about what you give them to eat. So the same way, as Christians, we ought to be intentional about what we feed ourselves. And once we feed ourselves with the right spiritual diet, you'll find that we'll be growing naturally. We'll become healthy spiritually and we'll grow spiritually. Is anybody listening to me this morning? Let me explain. So, for example, you sometimes have Christians that the only diet they eat is the message they hear on Sunday. Now, if all you know is what I say on Sunday, you cannot grow as you ought to grow. Because I only speak for 1 hour. In fact, a lot of times I don't even cover everything. I don't cover some things in depth because of time. Now, a wise person, when they hear me preach about something or hear a message, you go and study more about it if you don't have knowledge. Some Christians, all they feed themselves on is what the pastor preaches and then Christian television. So they watch God Channel, they listen to Pastor Matthew preach, they listen to Benny Hinn preach, they listen to who else? T.D. Jakes preach. And then by the time they hear all that, they feel that they are feeding themselves. That kind of diet cannot cause you to grow. Those are just supplements. So just like, you know, in food, you have vitamins. Vitamins are meant to supplement your food that you eat. If a person, all they are eating is vitamins, what will happen? Will they grow? Are you getting me? So, in reality, people that feed themselves only on what they hear on Sunday for 1 hour and the Christian channel and what they hear other people say, what someone like that is, they can be compared to a person that only eats McDonald's, KFC, pizza, and that's all they're eating every day. That kind of person cannot be healthy. So, what am I saying? A Christian that is not intentional about what they feel themselves will remain a baby Christian for years. And I use the word intentional. You need to be intentional about what you eat. You need to plan what you eat spiritually. Amen. If you don't plan, if you're not intentional about what you feed yourself, you will not mature in spiritual things. Get this. Spiritual age, when I say spiritual age, your spiritual age is indicated by when you gave your life to Christ. Now, I'm not talking about being a Christian, being born as a Christian. No. I'm talking about when you gave your life to Christ. So when you started, when you accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior. Now, spiritual age or your length of Christianity, I found out, is not an indication of maturity. When Minister Sarah was sharing earlier or taking the prayers, she mentioned something. She said that she said there was a day while she was having a quiet time or praying or something, and the Holy Spirit said that spiritual dwarf. Now, when you talk about spiritual dwarf, what it means is that the person has not grown according to their age. And there are many spiritual dwarfs in the church. And as long as a person remains a child, you cannot possess all the things God wants you to possess. As long as you remain a child, you cannot be effective in the things of God. You cannot fulfill purpose like you ought to. Are you getting me this morning? In fact, it used to amaze me, but not anymore. But it used to amaze me when you have someone that has been a Christian for many years and they utter some words that shows a complete lack of spiritual understanding. It used to amaze me, but not anymore, because I have sat down, I've meditated and thought about it. And like I said, I've come to realize that the spiritual diet is what makes us grow. Amen. The Bible states in the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. Are you with me this morning? If you have anybody sleeping, wake them up. Elbow them. Say, this morning is not for sleeping. You may not like the message, but it will save your life. Amen. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. The Bible states that, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, there are many people here that by now, they ought to be teachers. Many people that ought to be pastors. Many people that ought to be someone mentoring others or discipling others in the things of Christ. But it says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Are you following me? And then he goes to say in verse 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, who are of maturity. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. My goodness. Let me break this down briefly. Babies can only digest milk and not solid food. Can I have the Romeo's baby? Is he here? Bring him forward, please. Oh, he's asleep. Bring him forward. Amen. You wouldn't mind if I use him as an example this morning. He's probably going to preach the word anyway. Amen. Thank you. He doesn't cry. Okay. And he won't drop on me. Don't worry, it's okay. Now, he's now how old? 10 months. Okay. When he was a month, in fact, when he was a month, when they just gave birth to him, he could only take
some kind of food. Is that right? Just milk. Why? Because his system, digestive system, cannot handle solid food. Is that right? If they try to give him solid food, what would happen? It might hurt him permanently. But get this. As he develops, as he's growing, now you can see that he's a big boy. You can feel his weight. Now, I'm sure you started giving him some solid. Now they've started giving him some solid food. Initially, you don't just start giving him solid. You start mixing, baby food. And then gradually, you start giving solid food. Why? He's growing. Now, when he gets to a certain age, 2 years old, does he still take milk? He still takes milk now. So now he gets milk and solid food. When he gets to 2 or 5, if he continues drinking milk, wouldn't that be a problem? No, please answer me. Wouldn't, as a parent, you be concerned? Why? Because that means that he's not developed like he ought to. So he won't, by God's grace. But physically, he's growing. But as his digestive system, he's not growing as he ought to. A 5-year-old that all they drink is milk cannot be healthy. Physically. Now, what you find is that... Thank you. What you find is you have many Christians that are older than Tire, that are older than that baby, but all they are feeding on is milk. They've been feeding on milk for years, and they continue feeding on the same milk that they've been feeding on. But because we cannot see the physical growth with our eyes, so they don't think it's a problem, and people don't know there's a problem. Are you getting me? So once in a while, when certain words or actions or behavior is demonstrated, that's when it gets revealed. A 5-year-old child that refuses to eat solid food and continues to drink only milk, what will happen? That person will have serious medical issues. Isn't that right? They'll become a test case for the hospital. Or a medical test case or whatever you... And they cannot develop properly. Now, I don't understand why then Christians are comfortable. You've been a Christian for many years and you are still eating the same spiritual diet of Christian salvation, just opening your Bible when you come to church on Sunday. Some people, the only time they see their Bible is when we say, open your Bible too. So it has become Sunday medicine. Okay, some people even go beyond that. So the diet you've been eating for many years is our daily word, our daily bread. Do you know what? People like that, what you are doing is you are eating what somebody else has digested. Are you getting me? I discovered in my life that the sort of messages I used to listen to 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even 2, 3 years ago, that the messages, the sort of books that I used to read, the sort of things that used to excite me spiritually when I listened to them, are not such messages anymore. There are certain ministers of God that, and I still listen to them. It's not that I'm still growing. But I find out that my diet has changed. That's when some preachers that I used to love to listen to, when I hear them preach now, it does not feed me. What has changed? It's an indication that I've grown beyond. Are you getting me? It's an indication that I've grown beyond that kind of message. What I used to listen to 10 years ago, when I listen to it today, I may listen to it for information, but it does not feed me. The kind of messages that, there are very few messages these days that feed me. That's another case. But when I find out that I still listen to messages, please don't get me wrong, because I'm growing and learning, and I'm always doing that. I listen to messages a lot. But in terms of the feeding of my spirit, I find out that I get fed more when I study the word myself. Are you getting me? Let me move on. So if your diet has not changed over the years, are you growing? You need to ask yourself, I need to be sincere with yourself, am I really growing like I ought to? If the kind of messages that you are still listening to, are those messages and the ones that excite you? Prosperity, the Lord bless you, you are blessed, you are about to reach the top. There's a time for all those messages, but if that is the only thing that you listen to and look out for and the ones that bless you, hey, you should find messages that talk about going out, reaching out, outreach, ministry, mission, touching lives. Amen? You know, the Bible states in 1 Corinthians 13, 11 that we read, it says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, so there's a difference between children and men. There's a difference between boys and men. There's a difference between girls and women. It says, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. There are three things that scripture speaks. It says, spoke. It says, understood. And thought. And then the childishness. What you find is a child speaks in a certain manner that is different from an adult. So a child, usually when a child speaks, a lot of times when they are speaking to their parents or when they're asking for something. Or a child is always asking, oh, I want this toy. I want this. Buy me this. Can I have this? A child is usually asking, give me this. Give me that. I want that. Recently, I was reading the story of blind Bartimaeus to my six-year-old daughter and her cousin, a five-year-old cousin. And after we finished reading the story, I asked them that, in the story, the Bible says that after Jesus stopped, and he asked blind Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? So after we finished reading the story, I asked them that, if Jesus were to ask them, what should I do for you? What would they say? Maybe I should ask. Although because I've been talking about being childish, a lot of people will change it to something spiritual. But if I hadn't been, if we say, let us pray about one thing that you want Jesus to do for you, A lot of people, their prayer point will have nothing spiritual to do for. Lord, I want a job. More money. I want more clothes. I want a wife. I want a husband. I want, what else do they ask for? I want a car. I want a house. All those things, and you see, I'm not saying that we don't need them. But they are not as important. It shows us, you know, I always say something. I don't remember the last time that I prayed for money for myself. I don't remember. And it's not that we have loads of money that we don't need money, personally. I don't remember the last time that I prayed for a personal need in our life. In our life. As in personal need, when I talk about personal need, material need. I don't remember the last time. Because it doesn't bother me. But it's not that we don't need it, but it's not high on my priority list in terms of prayer. If I don't even think of it. Are you with me? So, what was I saying? Yeah, so I asked them that, what would they say? Her cousin, without thinking or hesitating, replied that, oh, that he should buy me more toys. He did not even hesitate. More toys. My daughter too. You should give me a slide, give me this, give me that, give me that. And you know, that's expected because they are children. But when they become adults, when my daughter becomes 25, and you know, I said, what would you want Jesus to do for you? And if she's still asking, there's a challenge somewhere for material things. Amen? The way a child speaks is different. A child will say, oh, they did not come and see me. There is no love in this church. There is no, a child will, the speech of a child is different from the way an adult would speak. So he says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. The way a child would speak, the things of the world would still excite them, material things. Not the things of the kingdom. You see, and then it says that I understood as a child. What you find is a child's understanding is limited, not developed well. Let me explain because of time. What you find with children, they find it difficult to discern the season or the time. So they cannot really discern the season or the time. There was a day during summer, some time ago, that I told my daughter that it was time for her to go to bed, that it's bedtime. So she looked outside and said, but Dad, it is not yet night. That it's still bright outside. Now it was about 10 p.m. But she could not understand. So I said, no, it's late, that it's already dark. But she could not understand why she had to go to bed when it was still bright outside. Because in our own level of understanding, it's that it is only when you cannot see outside, that's when you go to bed. So she could not discern the time. And what happens is, you have a lot of spiritual Christians that cannot discern the time, what God is doing in their life. A Christian that is still a spiritual babe cannot understand the season they are in their life. They cannot understand the season of preparation. They cannot understand the season of solitude, when it's meant to be a season of solitude in their life. They cannot understand such times when it's meant to be a season of digging deeper. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Because they are still a child. So what happens is, if when it's a time of preparation, or a time of testing, there are times like seasons of testing in your life, in preparation for promotion. Because before promotion comes, a test comes. There are times that they cannot understand the time that it's meant to be a season of warfare, because you need to fight before you have victory. And what happens is, when they're in a season of warfare or testing, rather than understanding that, hey, this is what I'm going through because something is around the corner, rather than having that understanding, what they're doing is they're complaining and murmuring. Because they are still babes. They cannot discern the season and the time. Are you getting me? It says, I thought like a child. It's just thinking. The way they think is different. All a child wants to do is sleep and play. Is that right? Well, most children. There are very few children that, if you leave them to themselves, they will say that I want to read or study. If I love them, very few that will say I want to go to school as well. I remember the other day, I was taking my daughter to school. She was like, Dad, I don't want to go to school. Do I have to go to school every day? I said, you are not serious. You have just started. Do I have to go every day? School is boring. I said, it's better sit there. But if you leave them to themselves, well, they just want to play. If she had a way, she would be going to the park every day. Are you getting me? And the same way, Christians, a lot of Christians, all they want to do is play. Now, when I talk about playing, I don't mean you don't go to work, but I'm talking about spiritual things. Let me move on quickly. I'm just telling you some of the characteristics of some of the things that you can use to tell whether you are growing or not. A child, you find out that children don't really take responsibility for themselves or anyone else. They don't take responsibility. They want an adult to cook for them. When they're at a certain age, up to a certain age, they want to be fed. Even when they grow up to a certain age, they still want someone to do things for them. And the same way, as a Christian, you need to take responsibility for your own spiritual growth. Amen? You need to take your responsibility for your own life. You need to take responsibility for the plan, for the future, for God's purpose, God's will in your life. But a lot of Christians want someone to come and tell them, thus saith the Lord. I see God telling me that you preach the word and God has called you to be an evangelist. They want somebody to be the one telling them that. God will send someone. I'm not saying there's not a place for that. God sometimes will send someone to confirm it. But you need to take responsibility for yourself. In fact, and then moving on, a lot of Christians that don't take responsibility for other people. What do I mean by that? There are very few Christians that disciple others. Very few. That they see somebody that is have just given their life, and they make a determination or help to build that person up. Very few. In fact, let's even move away from. There are very few Christians that have led other people to Christ. Not many these days. Babies tend to lack self-control. So when they want something, they want it now. So for example, I called the Romeo's baby out earlier. That child, if he's hungry, he wants his food now. There is no negotiating. If the food doesn't come very soon, what does he do? He cries the house down. It's like, I want it now. I want it now. No self-control. If he wants to we, what does he do? Now. If he feels like pooing, what does he do? He does not care who is there. Now. Lack of self-control in your life is an indication that you are still a spiritual babe. A single man that cannot keep his zipper up, even a married man, well, with somebody else. No, that is not your wife. That is, if you are married. Is an indication of lack of self-control. A lady, single lady, that cannot keep their legs short. You cannot keep your legs together. You are still a spiritual babe. Lack of self-control. The thing that is burning you, when you get to marriage, you get tired of it. Amen. Say amen. Amen. They want it now. Let me move on because of time. You know, the Bible states in Luke chapter 1 verse 80 that we read earlier, it says, so the child grew and became strong in spirit. And it says, was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. So it says, he grew and became strong. The growing process makes you stronger. You see, there was a growth process that needed to happen in the life of John the Baptist before he could fulfill his ministry. In the life of Jesus, you find out that the same growth process had to happen in his life. In Luke 2:40 that we read earlier, the Bible says, so the child grew and became strong in spirit. And then it says that he filled with wisdom and the grace of God was upon him. He needed to grow in order to fulfill his ministry. There was a growth process that needed to happen. And unless the growth process happens in your life, you will just remain a Christian and not fulfill God's purpose for your life. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, the Bible states that, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And then it goes on to say, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Listen to me. It says, unto us, a child is born. But unto us, a son is given. Those are two different things. We are born again, we are children. But we are expected to grow to become sons and daughters. A child cannot have the mantle placed upon him. A child cannot have the government placed upon his shoulders. Jesus had to become a son. That word was a prophetic word concerning Jesus by Prophet Isaiah. He had to become a son in order to handle the government, the mantle. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are children of God. It says they are sons. Being called a son is an indication of spiritual maturity. Are you understanding me? There are certain expectations that when you become a son, there are certain things that you will do, how you do certain things. Whereas a child just behaves anyhow. We need to grow up spiritually. Amen? And one of the things I found out is that growth does not occur in public. Growth does not occur in the open. It is not the things that we do in church or in public that will bring growth in our life. So it is not when you come on a Sunday and you praise God and they say, let's pray, and you pray, that will not bring growth in your life spiritually. It may kickstart the process, but it will not bring growth if you don't do certain things. Amen? It is not the things that we do in church. So, for example, those that are serving in church, it is not by singing in the choir that will bring growth. Or serving in the junior church. It is the things that you do in your closets that usually brings growth in your life spiritually. Are you getting me? So, for example, when a child is growing, what you find is that something is happening internally, but the result is seen on the outside. So when you say a child has grown, you don't see what is happening on the inside of that child, but you can see the result of that growth. And the same way spiritually, when you're growing, in order to grow, it is the things that you do in your closets, but the results will be seen outside. Like I said earlier, in order to grow, we need to eat the right food. So what is the right food? We need a balanced diet. We need the word of God and prayers. Consistently studying, meditating. Get this. Time will not permit me. When I talk about the word of God, a lot of people read the word. But there's a difference between reading the word and studying the word. And then, moving on from studying, meditating upon the word. Those three things are very different. When you read the word, it just gives you broad knowledge. It will not cause you to grow. When you study the word, it gives you in-depth knowledge. But it will not bring spiritual growth in you. But it is the meditation upon the things that you read that will bring growth in your life spiritually. Let me explain. When you meditate upon the word, you allow the word to read you. That's when you see that when, as you are meditating, the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal certain things to you concerning your life or things you need to change. But if all you do is read, you see, some people, and it's good to read the whole Bible. Some people say, I've read the Bible 4 or 5 times. It's good. Because you have a broad knowledge of the Bible. And I do that as well. But if that's all you're doing, that cannot bring growth in your life. Let me move quickly because of time. I said balanced diet. Help me say balanced diet. You know, I heard somebody use this analogy, but they didn't use it in this regard. But when you see a plane flying, a plane cannot fly with one wing. What will happen? It will be lopsided. It needs both wings. That makes it balanced in order to go high. The same way, you need to look at your prayer life and your word, study of your word of the word of God as the wings that will make you fly high. So somebody that is always praying but not studying the word, that is not balanced. And if you are always studying the word but you don't pray, That is not balanced. Let me move on quickly. You also find that in the application of the things we learn are the things that indicate growth in our life. So, for example, after all that I've shared this morning, if some people don't make a decision and apply some of the things I've said, they will not grow. So they've learnt it, but they have not applied it. What you don't apply will never have an impact in your life. One of the things I always say, it does not matter what you know. It is not what you hear. It is not what you read. It is not the things that have been spoken to you that will change your life. It is those things that you apply that will change your life. So if you are listening to me this morning and you leave this place and you don't take on board some of the things I'm saying, then you can bet that you remain a spiritual babe. Another thing that you find is that in order to grow, you need to stretch yourself. One thing I've realized is growth requires stretching. If you are not ready to stretch yourself, it's very because what I found, I always use the example of a rubber band. When you stretch a rubber band, you know, it stretches to a certain level. But most of the time, it wants to contract. But you continue, if you stretch it and leave it at that level, after some time, it gets used to that. And the growth process is like that. We stretch ourselves. Initially, it's uncomfortable. But after some time, you get used to that. Then in order to grow more, you stretch some more. When you stop stretching yourself, you remain, you are sustaining where you are. Are you getting me this morning? So this morning, I want to leave this with you. I want to leave a challenge with you. Look at your life spiritually. Think about it. A year ago, and now, ask yourself, have you grown spiritually? Think about the things that used to excite you. Think about the things that you used to, the kind of prayers. Are those still what you pray about? In terms of ask me or asking or think about it. Are you growing? God wants us to grow. He does not want us to remain the way we are. He wants us to grow continually. Amen. Amen. And lastly, I want to recommend a book for us. There's a book, Secrets of the Secret Place. Secrets of the Secret Place by someone called Bob Sorge, S-O-R-G-E. Secrets of the Secret Place. Very good book. If you apply it, you'll find out that they will make a lot of difference in your life. Secrets of the Secret Place by Bob, B-O-B, Sorge, S-O-R-G-E. Well, I'll try to be doing every month now, recommending a book for us to read that is in line with theme for the month. Amen. God bless you.